Hey there, awesome humans. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination punisher, and let's be real, we all need a little punishment now and then to keep us on track. Ever feel like you're stuck in a hamster wheel of endless to-dos, but somehow, nothing ever gets done? You know that feeling when that deadline looms closer and your inner voice is screaming, just do it. But instead, you find yourself scrolling through social media or reorganizing your spice rack. We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the world of procrastination, those sneaky patterns that trip us up and keep us from achieving our goals. Let's get real, procrastination isn't just laziness. It's a complex beast with roots in fear, perfectionism, overwhelm, and even that nagging voice telling you I'll do it tomorrow. But guess what? Tomorrow never really comes. So how do we break free from these procrastination patterns and actually do the things we need to do? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your triggers. Think of procrastination like a bad habit you wouldn't keep doing something that makes you feel awful, right? First step is to identify what triggers your procrastination. Is it a specific type of task? A certain time of day? Maybe it's the fear of failure or feeling overwhelmed by a big project. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to avoid them. 2. Break it down. We've all been there staring at that mountain of work and feeling paralyzed. But guess what? That mountain is just a bunch of smaller hills. Take it one step at a time by breaking down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. It's like building a Lego masterpiece. You start with the foundation and then gradually add piece by piece. 3. The power of just 5 minutes. This is a game changer, people. Instead of trying to tackle a huge task head on, tell yourself you'll just work on it for 5 minutes. Most times, once you get started, that 5 minutes will turn into 10, then 20, and before you know it, you've made serious progress. 4. Embrace imperfection. Here's the truth. Perfection is a myth. Don't let the fear of not doing something perfectly hold you back from getting started at all. Remember, done is better than perfect. Aim for good enough, and then refine it later. It's like baking a cake. Sometimes it turns out exactly as planned. Other times it's a little wonky, but you still enjoy it. 5. Celebrate your wins. Let's be honest, we need to celebrate the small victories too. When you accomplish something, no matter how big or small, give yourself a pat on the back. Reward yourself with something you enjoy, a cup of coffee, a walk in the park, or even just 10 minutes of guilt-free scrolling. Think about that time when you finally tackled the daunting project you'd been putting off for weeks. Remember how good it felt to cross it off your list and move on to something new? That feeling of accomplishment is what we're aiming for here. Let's say, for example, you have a big presentation coming up next week. You know you need to prepare it, but the thought of researching, writing, and rehearsing it feels overwhelming. Instead of panicking and letting procrastination take over, remember these 5 key takeaways. Identify your triggers. Is it the fear of public speaking? The pressure to deliver a flawless presentation? Break it down. Divide the presentation into smaller tasks: research, outline, write slides, practice delivery. Just 5 minutes. Tell yourself you'll just spend 5 minutes researching your topic. You might find that you get sucked in and work for much longer. Embrace imperfection. Don't aim for perfection. Focus on delivering a clear and engaging message. Remember, it's about sharing your knowledge, not creating a masterpiece. Celebrate your wins. Each time you complete a task, reward yourself with a small break or treat. Now, imagine that feeling of accomplishment when you nail that presentation. That's what we're aiming for, to help you break free from procrastination and achieve the things that matter most to you. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let procrastination hold you back. So take action today. Choose one small step you can take right now to move closer to your goals. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little procrastination-busting inspiration. We're in this together, folks. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily fired-up hacks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.